Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G, or Tony Green. I am... Yeah, that's the way to start off your show, Tony, with a stall, because you can't remember what you were going to say. Okay, everybody, so here's the deal. I have brand new TV shows up on my site and on my YouTube channel. My holiday show, my holiday signature drink show with my friend Jen is up. Now, Jen is a co-owner of a bar, and we did this TV show together. It's the show I host, Create a Life You Love. And we made holiday signature drinks. Jen has decided I cannot guest star bartend at her bar based on the way I made drinks in the show. And the fact that I did a spit take in her face on the show. So it's a hilarious show. I was watching it, and I decided maybe not to do shows like this where drinking is involved anymore. Composure was not my friend the day of that show. So if you would like to laugh or, more importantly, learn to make some amazing holiday signature holiday drinks for your holiday get-together, I would strongly recommend you watch that show. It's available on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, or it is also available on WSCS is a station video on demand. Just Google Tony G, and my shows come up. I'm dressed in an elf outfit, an elf dress. Right there, that says it all. Jen and I are dressed in elf dresses. So right there, what can you expect from a show where the host and the guest are dressed in elf dresses? Yeah. Okay, having said all of that, I hope you are having an amazing day and your holiday season is well underway and you are enjoying it. Yes, this is one of my favorite times of the year, because everybody seems a little bit happier during this time of the year. And I think when we think of others, we just are happier. You know, we get out of our own head, out of our own way, and we're thinking about other people and doing for others, which, by the way, just saying, that's why we're here. We're not here for us, to assist others that have joined us in this journey. And when we have that intention, like around the holidays, where we're thinking of everybody else, or, you know, most of us are thinking of others, that brings heaven closer to earth. And when I say heaven closer to earth, I mean it brings that love, that light, that heavenly feeling and intention to this earth plane. And it lightens it up a bit. So if we could keep this feeling throughout the whole year and strengthen it, not only with the intention of gifts, because this time of year we're thinking, what can I give somebody? What can I, what would they really love? But if we transformed that or transferred it throughout the year to how can I help somebody? What can I do for somebody? What would they love? What do they need? How much would the vibration of this planet raise on a daily basis, let alone weekly, monthly? It would be amazing. during this time of the year, angels and our guides seem to be much stronger because people are lighter. So the way I would also explain this is when we are happier, our vibration goes up. When our vibration or our frequency goes up, we are more in tune with angels, guides, and the heavenly realm. So as we go into that space where our vibration is up and we're happy because we're going to holiday get-togethers or we're going to family parties, and some of us aren't happy for family parties. It just causes a lot of stress and emotional turmoil. Just go in with the grace of God and try to breathe through it. But when we are happy for these parties and these get-togethers and giving, what no matter what type of giving it is, it brings our vibration up. And again, when our vibration is raised, we're more in alignment with people who have that higher vibration and those higher vibratory things that we are always asking for. Now, I'm going to use the word frequency and vibration interchangeably through this show. And this is probably, as I'm being told now, one of the most important shows of mine that you could listen to, not because of me. Let's take all ego out of this and arrogance out of this. These are messages coming through from above right now. Our frequency or our vibration, yes, we are energy that has taken form. Make no mistake. We are energetic beings that have taken form. We are a spirit with an illusionary physical form around us. The spirit can never, ever be harmed. It's always the flesh or the ego that gets harmed. So when we break up with somebody and we're really hurt and we can't handle it, yeah, our heart hurts, of course, but it's the ego that doesn't let that go, that holds on to it and says, I can never be hurt again. But if we go back into spirit, when we go, I just want you to do this with me right now. Just say, I am in spirit, and your body straightens up. Your back gets straight. Your head is held high. And you might have to say it a couple of times before you get there. But make no mistake whatsoever. When you are in spirit, you realize that everything is happening on time, with time, on purpose, for a purpose. And everything is happening in your best interest, not to you, against you, but rather for you. And when you are in that place, that very beautiful place where you understand this whole world is unfolding for you in the way it was designed to, you go with the flow. You simply go with the flow of things, and your vibration raises and gets higher and higher because now you're working from that space of spirit and energy rather than physical and ego. One of the most difficult things for us to do is work from that place of spirit because we all, each and every one of us, have some control issues. We think if we can control things enough, if we don't fall in love, or we only fall in love this much, or we control a relationship, or we control family dynamics, or we control what our partner can and can't do, or any of the above, what happens at work or how it happens, that we will not get hurt. But if we just let go and allow, what would really happen? If you weren't afraid, who would you be? Where would you be? Who would you be with? If you weren't afraid, what would your life look like? What are the dynamic changes that would happen instantaneously? And let me tell you, there are miracles. Straight up, no other way to describe it, miracles that happen every day. Miraculous healings, Now, healing, just a side note here, healing is an agreement between you and your spirit and your physical body that you're done with this. And you let it go. A lot of people will argue with me, but that is just your belief system. Okay? Your belief system can say, yes, you're good. No, you're not. Okay. So back to this holiday time and the vibration and the frequency. So as we are here on this plane, everybody is concerned with who they are, why they're here, what they're supposed to do. And those are very, very good and valid concerns. And as you move through this holiday season, I want you to notice that people smile a little bit more. Most people, I cannot speak for everybody on this plane, but most people smile a little bit more. They feel happier. They feel lighter. Anybody I know, even the crankiest cranksters, at this time of the year, are happier. And it's not because they're doing for themselves. It's because they're outside of themselves, thinking of others. They're trying to bring joy to somebody else. Although it's through a gift, that's okay. That's okay. It makes us happy to help and give others, especially those that we love. That is what truly raises our spirit, our frequency, our vibration. Whether we are doing that through a gift or a service, it is an amazing thing to do. Now, I'm going to put out a challenge. Challenge is not for this Christmas because, or this holiday season, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Whatever it is that you celebrate, I love, because celebration is perfect and beautiful, and I believe celebration is just a, like if we're celebrating Christmas or if we're celebrating Kwanzaa or Hanukkah, it's a celebration of joy and love, and of those that we celebrate together, we're celebrating the joy and love that we have for them. So my challenge, and at this, at your Christmas or your Hanukkah or your holiday celebrations, even at your New Year celebrations, I want you to make this a year of service. So even into next holiday season, I want you to have your loved ones that you normally gift physical, like material gifts to, ask them, would you be open to having a service-driven holiday season and year? So every month we provide a service for somebody that we normally wouldn't have done, maybe a volunteer hour. And some of you will say, I always volunteer. Okay, great. Awesome. This is a different type of service, though. Yes, it is volunteering, but instead of gifting at the birthdays and the celebrations and the it's a service driven. Let me do something for you that is meaningful to you. Not that it's meaningful to me. That is meaningful to you. And to have that holiday season next year be one of service. Now, that might not work for children over some of the holiday seasons because some children, they would just rather have those gifts. They don't, they're very young. But I think if you offer them the right service, it might be okay. Now, back to why I'm saying all of this. Because it raises the vibration of you and the person you're doing it for. When we raise the vibration of one person, okay, just one, if you can raise your vibration incrementally every single day, then every person that you come into contact with, it will help to raise their vibration. Even if they're sad, if they're angry, if they're upset, it will help to raise their vibration at least a little bit. And then so on and so forth. It's a chain event that will happen. Just like if you run into somebody who's angry, they can bring your mood down. If you run into somebody who's happy, they can bring your mood up. A higher vibratory person isn't necessarily always showing giddiness or happiness, but they are calm, peaceful, joyful. And that person has the ability and the power, without even trying, to raise the vibration of this plane or planet. So if everybody has the intention of being in that space of service or higher vibration and does something every single day to work or vibration, without a doubt, every person that they come into contact with, their vibration will raise. Now, you might say, why do I care? Why do I care about this? We all want that perfect partner, that person that is a fit for us. Right now, the people that you're bringing in are people who are a match to your vibration, your frequency, where you are in this moment, not where you want to be in a month. We always say, I want somebody who's this, 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 and this. And these are usually things that we are not yet, that we're working on, or things that we are sometimes but not full on. So you need to get to, you need to get to that point of what you want your partner to be, and then that person comes in, because we're a magnet for what we're putting out there right now. Okay? And the same with work. I want a better job. I want more pay. The higher your frequency, the higher your vibration, the better jobs that are going to come in, the better offers that are going to come in, the better coworkers that are going to come in. And I'm going to tell you a story about the work thing in a moment. Also, the better or the higher your frequency is, and this is really, really, really so important, folks, the higher your frequency is, the higher levels of abundance. Now, whatever abundance means for you, some people think of abundance as only financial, but it can be your living arrangements, being able to put a little bit more weight, bringing more money in, whatever that is. The higher your frequency is, those higher level frequencies are also higher abundance frequencies. And I cannot be more clear about this. The more your frequency goes up, the more all of these things that you have been asking for will just flow to you. Because as our frequency raises, we're working more from spirit, as I've said. And when we work more from spirit, we're going with the flow. When we have those egoic moments where we're thinking, oh, from the ego about money, I have to have this so that everybody thinks I'm this or that, or about job, I need this title so that everybody knows how good I am, or in relationship, I need this person because they will validate me or bring me up a level, or they're just so beautiful, I have to have them. When we work from that level, and I'm going to say, I know a lot of men, and I just want to go to the relationship thing. I know a lot of men and women who validate themselves by the appearance of their partner or the financial status of their partner. Stop, stop, stop. It's a feeling. If you feel that feeling, that chemistry, that you just look at them and you're like, you know. I mean, that's what you want. The rest of it, it can fall away. Anybody who's a millionaire can lose it in a minute. Well, maybe not a minute, but, you know, things happen in this world. Anybody who has looks, listen, we're all going to have those wrinkles. I don't care how much Botox they put in your face. I don't care how many facelifts you get. We're all aging. We're all going to age out eventually. So pick somebody that fills your heart. Pick somebody that you can have long conversations with. Pick somebody that when you think about them, you genuinely smile, not because of what they offer you, but because they just make you smile. And then if it ends, you have no regrets. Because you've truly loved. That is true love. And you've truly loved and you have no regrets because you can say, oh, that person just brought me so much joy for that time and I'm grateful for that joy for that time. The same thing with work. pick a company because of the name of the company. Pick the company that feels right. Whatever money you're supposed to earn, whatever title you're supposed to have, that will come eventually and in time. Do what brings you joy and do it with the intention of coming from that space of spirit, because when we come from that space of spirit, we are then raising our own frequency, raising the frequency or the vibration of those that we talk to, meet, or touch every single day, and then in turn, raising the frequency or the vibration of this planet. And the higher or the more we raise our own vibration, the more easily all of these things will flow to us. More joy and peace will be in our life. And I just want to say the easier our life will be. Not everybody wants to be, you know, a multimillionaire. Not everybody wants to have that love of their life. I know a lot of people who want to remain single. They're very content. They're happy with who they are and where they are in life. And this is because they're coming from that space of spirit. We have been taught all of our life we need to have A, B, C, and D. And yes, yes, okay, yes. This is a material plane and we are spiritual beings, so there's a conflict from the get-go. We do need money to survive on this plane. That's a very real and logical thing. Do you have the belief that you are divinely taken care of each and every day? Do you have the belief that everything you need, whether it be love, career, finances, will be brought to you with ease every single day? Because our beliefs determine what happens for us. So let me put that in another way. And this cannot be more a more important statement. We've all heard of the law of attraction and put it out there and it will come back to us. There are two statements I want to make to that. If you do not believe that that is for you, it will not happen. And if you do not believe you deserve that, it will not happen. So not only do you need to put it out there, but you need to believe that you deserve it. You need to believe that it can happen for you, and it needs to be within your comfort zone. You need to be comfortable with that. Now, I have a lot of women who come to me and they say, I want to be a man and he must be, you know, financially and social circles. And I'm like being that social circle person. And they're like, no, I don't, I ain't got to change my thing. Oh, you sure do. You sure do, Cupcake. Because if you want to be on the arm of a man who has those social circles, you need to up your game. You need to present yourself in that way and start presenting yourself in that way today. Don't wait till the man comes along and let him school you. Show up as the prize. Now, that's not saying you're not a prize right now, because you are. I believe every single woman, every woman, every girl, every little girl is the prize. But so are the men. Some men are a booby prize, though. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm kidding. Oh, I hope you're laughing at that, guys. No, seriously, you have to show up as what you want in your life. You can't wait for something to come and change that for you. And the more you transform yourself each and every day into that person that you want to be, whether if you're saying, I want love, transform yourself into that love. If you're saying, I'm lonely, I need somebody, guess what? Transform yourself into the person who's content being by yourself. Learn meditation. I cannot tell you there is nothing more powerful in this world than a little bit of meditation. If you are saying, I need more money, transform yourself into a person that is in that frequency, that knows and listens to those brilliant ideas that the angels and God are bringing you every single day to bring money in. Absolutely. Don't just sit there and pray and say, please, 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 send me, send me, send me. Shut your mouth, shut your mind, and listen. Because the angels, God, they are giving you messages every single day as to how you can get or what you need to do to transform your life to the life you want. It comes in your dreams. It comes on signs and billboards. It comes in that little idea that pops in your head, like that light bulb moment. And I just want to say, many, many inventors, and I have a patent. I have many ideas for products that I would love to put out there. And when they come to me, when I get that flash of intuition, is not when I'm thinking about myself. When I'm thinking about there's a need for this in the world, how can I get it out there? I'm not thinking about me. One of my best ideas came when I was thinking about how I could help fund my niece's college education. And I came up with three ideas, boom, 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 instantly, that were magnificent ideas to help fund their college education. And then you got to have follow through. You got to take the project from beginning to end. So please, okay, now let me get back on track. This is my favorite time of the year for so many reasons. And the biggest reason is because everybody is sharing love at this time of year. And this is why we're here. We come from love. We return to love. And the goal, why am I here? Why are you here? You really want to know why you're here. Love. To stay in spirit, and your spirit is pure love, to stay in that place of pure love, and in whatever way you can share that love, whether it be through your work, through your gifting, whatever it is, to share that love or be that love and let that love touch others as you are here. Perfect. The way you are. There's nothing you need except for faith and to know you are love. That's it. That's it. So through the holiday season, ask those that you love and those that you care about if you can do a holiday season next year of service where you gift each other services. If you do decide to do this, please email me and let me know. Absolutely let me know. I want to know what services you and your family traded or you and your friends traded. Okay, I want you to know next week I will be taking phone calls throughout the whole show. My internet was a little sketchy today and I couldn't click on my switchboard, but also they just wanted to give you guys these messages out of love, and I'm going to say thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so grateful you are here, and I cannot wait until next Monday at noon to take your calls and answer any questions or help you connect with any loved ones that you might want to connect with. Next Monday is Christmas Eve here. But I will still be on air. Thank you so much for joining me with all the love in my heart and so much gratitude for you. I hope you have an amazing week.